Hi, and welcome to the latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast with me, your boy, some form of talking squirrel. Today, we are going to be talking about a topic that for some people will be extremely confronting, for some people will be extremely frustrating, and for all people, regardless of if it's whatever, it's going to be extremely eye-opening. And I want to talk, I need to pre-frame this whole concept because I need you to come from a point of view of an open mind, because I'm going to be talking about some things that might be confronting. And if you run away at the sign of first confrontation, well, then you're going to miss out on the things. So I don't want you to miss out on the stuff that I'm talking about here. I want us to both come to this with an amazing open mind. So this podcast is aptly titled, What to Do If He Asks for Space. So let's talk about the situation. He's asked for space. You're dating someone. You're not dating someone, and regardless of the situation, he has asked for space. He said, hey, I think we should take some time apart. Hey, I just need to spend some time with the boys. Hey, I need to figure myself out a bit more. Hey, I just need some alone time. Hey, I really feel like we're spending a lot of time together. Hey, I just need a little bit of a break. Now, if you listen to the social consensus of what a lot of people say online, they say stuff like, well, fuck him. You know, if he can't handle me at my worst, he can't handle me at my best. Which Marilyn Monroe said that. But I bet that was fucking context sensitive. So I'm here to talk about this whole situation of what to do if he asks for space. And we're also going to be talking about something extremely confronting. So I've said that before. Fucking trigger warning. If you can't be bothered being triggered, just get out of this podcast. If you can, and if you know that it's not bad being triggered, then listen away. Because sometimes things that we are confronting are the things that we need to be confronted with the most. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you've really felt like you've heard an uncomfortable truth, but when you've heard it, suddenly it just lifted a huge breath of fresh air and it made life a lot easier. Well, that's what this is going to be about, especially if you're in a situation where someone has asked for space. Now, there is almost a universal response. There is almost a universal response when it comes to when people ask for space. But what's really interesting is I often give this response to people and they can't fucking apply it. Or they do apply it, and they freak out in the meantime. And so, do you want to know what this reply is? If someone asks for space, do you know what you say? Go do it. Go have space. Go do what you need to do. But then you add a little qualification at the end. But come back to me when you're calm and ready. Come back to me when you're ready. Which inspires, don't come back to me when you're gonna just be pussyfooting around the spot. Don't come back to me when you're half in, half out. Because what happens is, and then if he comes back and he's not fully ready, then you have to say the same sentence over and over again. Because what happens is you're basically saying, go do it. I don't have control over you. You have control over you. And we'll tell you why people ask for space in a moment. But when you say stuff like, go do it, it's like you're not enforcing your will. Okay, I need to go into the reasons why people ask. I'll do this very quickly. But when you say stuff like, come back when you're ready, you know, come back when you're calm, come back when you're ready to communicate more, right? What you're doing is you're actually communicating that there is a standard in which that when he comes back, this is the standard to play by. And when you do this, right, and he goes, okay, if I come back, it has to be in the standard. He's then learnt that the way to deal with you is not to be half in, half out, is not to fuck around, but is to learn to be fully in. Because wouldn't that be nice? Now, I think it's worth for a few people to understand why people ask for space. Because if you don't understand why, then sometimes things can be a bit up in the air. I like the phrase from Wolf of Wall Street. Fugazi, fugazi. It's like, it's all there. It's all whimsical. It's a wazi. It's a woozy. It's a whatever he said. And it's really important to understand these reasons, because when you understand the reasons, then you can communicate to the person directly. Now, people don't ask for space because they are against you. People don't ask for space because they want to fuck with you. And also, people don't ask for space because they just want to fuck around. No one has ever done that. And I mean that, period. You might be dating someone and then they ask for space and then you go see them partying and all this other stuff and you're like, they're just fucking around, they just want to meet people. They're out to get me. But it's none of that. Because the moment you realize that people are just doing the best with what they have, right? That they're just doing their best to be happy. Well, things start to become a little bit easier. They stop being this game that you try and play and try and get them to be around you, because isn't that you just trying to be happy too? So if we come to the mindset, if we come to the situation that everyone is just doing their best to be happy with what they know how, then he's asking for space, but what he's really asking for is he is asking for happiness. I'm going to say that again. He is asking for happiness. He's asking for happiness. So why do people, not men, this is not sure, the amount of times that I've seen, right, especially in the last week, men asking for space from women. I must stress this. This is not a man thing. This is a woman thing. And you're going to see that the stuff here is universal. And I want you to recognize that first and foremost. I really hope as your coach that you do recognize that there are some things. Men aren't like this. Women aren't like this. There are some things that are universal. And when you recognize this, it helps you connect with the fucking human being underneath. The human being, not the man, not the woman, but the fucking human being, the child that's underneath all of those layers. So the reasons why people ask for space. Reason number one, they feel like they don't have any control. Now, normally, what happens is when people, so it might be that he was in a situation, he's dating you, and he thought it's what he wanted, but then he realizes it's not what he wanted, right? He might have made a commitment to you, but then now he's figured out, I don't know, is this what I want? Is this what I don't want? I don't know. And so he's asked for space because he's feeling like a lack of control. Now, normally what people do is when they feel like a lack of control, what they do is they pull out sexually. They justify to themselves, hey, I'm still in this relationship. I'm still 100%, but I'm not going to have sex with you. I'm not going to do X with you because that's what you like and I'm not getting what I like in this thing. So then they retract. Because at least they have a sense of control. Remember, this sense of control is big, right? This sense of control is big. This is why I say, go have your space allows them to have that sense of control. When people retract, they are looking for control in whatever they retract in. They are looking to see what they have agency over. Because without that sense of control, then why are they in there? Are they there as your love slave? They don't want that. And I bet you don't want a love slave either. Or maybe you do, and maybe it's just not the right relationship. The second major reason why people ask for space is that they're genuinely unhappy. And that's the same thing, right? They're looking for control. So they ask for space to see what else is out there. Now, this is where people freak out. They go, if they're seeing what else is out there, then they're going to find someone else, and then they're not going to want to be with me, and then I can't let him have space. But if you were truly the best thing for him, then you should be okay with him seeing what else is out there, because he's not going to find anything better. Just hypothetically. That's what we call fucking self-trust. Trusting yourself. So if you're really freaking out on that point, then we got some trust stuff to do. But why did he run away? Why did he run away and then stop texting? Well, people do that. They didn't mean to fuck with you. They didn't mean to break their promises. They're just doing their best to be happy. He ran away because he needed control. He ran away because he was unhappy with what was going on. And so he needed to see what else was out there. What people do, which fucks this up, is they don't give their partner the space that they need. Because if you were to be together long term, what if they need space long term? We test each other. Humans naturally test each other, especially if they're giving something of themselves to you. That might be their heart. That might be their emotional state. They're trusting a part of themselves to you. And if they can't feel like they can have that give and take, that tug, release, that pull and push with you, that trust and trust with space, then they won't trust themselves with you. And so when he asks for space and then he stops messaging you, it's because you filled that space too early. You showed him that he can't trust you around space, because there are going to be times where he needs it. And then this is the other way around. Imagine you're with someone who's just so needy. Not to call you needy, but imagine if you were in a situation with someone who was there, that needed you for their happiness, that needed you to be in a particular place, saying particular things, doing particular things, even though you might have agreed to it, then suddenly it's a bit too much to chew. Well, that shit gets painful. And that stuff is hard to maintain. Especially when you know that your actions are the sole responsible, that they're solely responsible for someone else's happiness. And so here's the triggering thing. There are two reasons why we as human beings are uncomfortable, right? We are uncomfortable with that space, uncomfortable with silence, uncomfortable with gaps. And sure, you can spend your life figuring this out. Or we can talk, schedule a call, talk to me. But two reasons. First reason is we just don't know what it means. And knowing what it means can solve the problems. In fact, that's why I've released my amazing new online course, How Love Works. Because when you know, understandably, how love works, you can push it in the direction you like. But, and I mean this as a big fucking but, not one you can spank, but a big but here. It's abandonment issues. Not to diagnose you or to Dr. Google diagnose you with abandonment issues, where you can now say, I have abandonment issues. It's in my DNA. But sometimes we fear people leaving us. And if you know anything about fears, is that they are self-fucking-fulfilling. If you know anything about fears, is that they are self-fulfilling. If you fear someone leaving you, you will unconsciously do everything within your power to push them away. like, I could tell you the mechanics of how it works. But for now, I just want you to understand that if you create whatever you fear. You create whatever you fear. So if you fear someone leaving you, you will not only, that's the first thing, you will not only do everything within your power to subtly push them away. You'll get so good at it. People sometimes will even create the most amazing relationship only to self-sabotage it. But simultaneously, you will also, if you fear being abandoned, not to diagnose you with the fear of abandonment, but if you actively fear, because the fear of abandonment is not a noun, it's a fucking verb. You actively participate in the fear of abandonment. They go, I am introverted. No, you are, or like same thing, like introverted extroversion, right? It's not a fucking, in my opinion, it can be a noun, but it's a verb. You're connecting in an introverted way. Or maybe an adverb, I don't know. But anyway, back to the fear of abandonment. So we're in a situation. You're dating someone. They ask for space. And you listen to this wonderful and amazing podcast. And so you're a bit worried about him asking for space. So you decide to take my advice. Yeah, have your space. You need it. Just make sure that when you come back, it's all okay. So he goes and he has his space. 1 day passes. 2 day passes. 3 days pass. And so then you start to worry. What if he never comes back? What if he leaves me? What if he finds someone better? What if I get abandoned? So what do? You message him early. Now you've broken his trust. You've said to him, go have your space. Now you're no longer giving him the space. You haven't given him the opportunity to come back to you. The only reason why he wouldn't come back to you is because you pushed him away too fast, too much already, and it's beyond repair right now. It might mean that it might take years or whatever, but it might still happen. Not to put that on your mind, but it might. You don't know. The best way to live is to live. Not to live in hope. I hope it'll work out. Nope, you can't see me shaking my head, but I'm shaking my head. How often do you go to the fridge and hope that the fridge is full of food? If you did, then you wouldn't trust the fridge. So, when it comes to the fear of abandonment, we start to think. We start to worry. We start to feel that they're going to do something else to leave us. And you know how I said before that with fears, we tend to create what we fear the most? Well, what I found with most people as well is that not only do we create what we fear the most, but we also find people. We become experts at finding people who can create those fears as well. It's like we're incapable of seeing other people. So if you're afraid of someone leaving you, you can only almost exclusively date people who will either trigger the fear of leaving you. Why? Because it's what you know. But also simultaneously, you'll find the best people to leave you. So how do you break out past this active fear of abandonment? Well, step one, recognize that it's a thing that you do. And it's a thing that you've practiced. When you recognize that, not as a thing that you are, you immediately gain so much control over it. Step two, recognize the times that you are triggered by that fear. Because awareness breeds power. The more the times that you're aware, oh my God, I texted this person, I was afraid that they would leave me. So that changed the text message. That's what we talk about vibe, right? It's your vibe. It's the way that you communicate with people. What you transfer to people is what they feel about you. So if you're afraid that they'll leave you, there's going to be a subtle thing that's in your text message that's going to say, leave me, leave me, leave me, leave me, leave me, or I'm afraid of texting you because I think you're going to leave me. And then they will feel, you will tell them to feel that, well, really, that they should leave you, that they are going to be responsible for your happiness. And that's too much for one person. Most people don't know how to be happy themselves, yet let alone be happiness responsible for someone else's happiness. Step 3, schedule a call with me. Schedule a call, we'll deal with it now. Don't have to deal with it later, deal with it now. Doesn't have to take fucking years, deal with it now. Doesn't have to hope it fixes itself, deal with it now. You don't have to say, but I'm figuring it out. Because if you aren't seeing results, you're not figuring it out. Deal with it now. Go to loveonmyterms.com or go to gethimhooked.com, both fucking lead to me, and apply for a call with me. Schedule a time, we'll book it in, it's fucking free, no strings attached, this isn't a sales call. I'm not here to say, if you want to work with me more, if you want to be happy, you got to work with me. No! No, 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 no. That choice is yours. I ain't a fucking salesman. I'm someone who just likes to help the world. So schedule a call. We'll change your fucking life. In an hour. In a fucking hour. Save you years. Imagine. Imagine. Just imagine for a moment. And then there's question time. Imagine for a moment that what you would learn about in relationships in 5 years, you would learn about in 1 hour. Imagine that. Imagine what you could do. Imagine who you could be. Imagine what you could meet. Imagine what you could create. Now imagine that it's been 5 long, grueling years of pain, of figuring it out, of some joy, but some pain. And that's what happens if we don't get on a fucking call. So do it. Schedule it. Either shoot me a message, email me, harvey@gethimhooked.com, or go to gethimhooked.com. And up the top, there's a little tab that says coaching, then private coaching. Check it out. Look at it. Schedule a call. Talk to me. Change your fucking life. But for now, there's question time. Question time, that name again is question time. We have 2 anonymous questions today. The first question is, I'm friendly, yet I don't like my current friends. What do I do? 2 things. Thank you for messaging. 2 things. If you don't like your friends, you don't like your current friends, what can you do? 2 things. First of all, you're going to get nowhere not being able to appreciate where you fucking are. I don't know more about your situation, but I'm assuming that if you don't like your current friends, you're not being able to see what's most powerful and what's most amazing about them. So, 2 things. First thing, learn to find something that you can enjoy with your current friends. If you can appreciate stuff in the hardest times, you can appreciate stuff in the best times. Not to be a masochist, not to seek out the worst friends. But if you don't like your current friends, you've been friends with them for a while, so maybe there's a reason. Reconnect with that reason. Make them feel happy. Maybe after a while, they'll want to make you feel happy. They'll connect with you more. Second thing, make new friends. It ain't that hard. If you don't like your current friends, connect with them, but also make new friends. Don't overcomplicate it. If you don't like your current friends, make new friends. Dumb it down. Doesn't have to be so hard. Second thing is, second question for question time. I feel comfortable around a new friend more than an old friend. Is it because of vibes? You're overthinking it. If you feel comfortable around a new friend more than an old friend, I don't know what that means, more than friends? If you feel comfortable around someone, it's because you feel comfortable around them. Stop trying to figure it out and start enjoying it. Sometimes when we mentally try and figure things out, we stop ourselves from figuring it out. When you are saying, why am I friends with this person? And you spend time thinking about it, you're stopping yourself from actually experiencing the reason. So, spend more time actually connecting with this new friend more than old friend. You will understand why you've connected. Vibes, vibe, yes, that's the reason. Is it because of vibes? Yes! That's just a way of describing what happens. It's a model. It's a way of thinking about something. In the same way we can map Google. We can map the Earth using Google. It's the map isn't the terrain. It's a way to traverse it. Is it because of vibes? Yes! But connect with the fucking human in front of you. That's the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. If you've enjoyed this, please share this with everyone you know. And if you hated this, please share this with everyone that you hate. If you did like this and you have a topic you would like me to talk about, please email me at harvey@gethimhooked.com. And if it is something that is universal enough, I will talk about it. If you have a topic you'd like me to avoid, please email that to your friends because it doesn't really help me to know what you don't want to talk about. If you do want to work with me or at least get your questions answered, go to www.gethimhooked.com or make sure to check out my new program, How Love Works, which is howlove.works.com. So, thank you for watching as I am live streaming. Just quickly, someone, I just need to pick some bones with someone. Someone just joined in and says, people who ask for space are fucking stupid. I know that you don't mean that because you just joined in, right? Which means that you missed out on everything that I have spoken about. So, if you say that people who ask for space are fucking stupid, well, now you've just, that pisses me off. That dehumanizes everyone, right? That dehumanizes people. When you say they're stupid, right? You miss out. You miss out on who they are. So thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.